CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Richard Branson, the colorful and aggressive Richard Branson, and his suborbital flight of weeks past. Much attention. And now, questions. Bob, a very good evening to you. The questions are in the markets because Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic trades on the public market. But the questions also point to past instances when Spaceship Two or this whole enterprise of Virgin Galactic have been either non-transparent or over-promising or not trustworthy. I'll come to that, not trustworthy. What's happened, Bob? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, it appears the news is covering this a lot. It appears that during the July suborbital flight of Virgin Galactic's Unity Spaceship Two, which carried Branson, his brother, and several other people on the first passenger flight of this vehicle, it appears that during the flight there were anomalies. Apparently high altitude winds, higher than expected or more powerful than expected, shifted the spacecraft out of its planned flight cone or territory where it was supposed to be. It deviated out of that, and that produces what they call, the instrument panel senses this, and it gave them first a yellow light and then a red light, telling them they were outside their planned flight path. Now, at that point, as is pointed out in the New Yorker article that broke this story, the pilots have basically two options. They can implement immediate corrective action, or they can abort the engine fire. And this occurred while the rocket motor was firing of Spaceship Two of Unity. They could abort the flight and return to Earth. Now, the fact is that this was not life-threatening. They had not deviated far from their original flight plan. They were outside the area they were supposed to be in, but everyone was aware and they were under control. And so what these guys, the pilots, did, I think correctly, the safest solution was they implemented an immediate corrective action to raise the angle of ascent so they'd get back into their flight path so that everything worked out fine. And that's what they did. And so and the FAA's statement on this confirms that this was not a dangerous situation. It was the pilots handled it properly. And they're investigating why this happened. But my sense, too, is that this was not that big a deal, but it was an anomaly. And what that anomaly really tells us is how relatively untested Spaceship Two's design is. This ship that Virgin Galactic is going to put suborbital passengers on for tourist flights, when Branson first proposed this in 2004, he promised that before they put humans on it, passengers, they were going to do dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of test flights to make sure they had everything worked out. And the truth is they've done barely a handful of test flights. And in fact, Branson's flight was originally supposed to be a piloted test flight with no passengers on board, because they weren't quite, they're not ready to take passengers. They're not going to take passengers until next year, they say. So that's one aspect of this. This is really not as test as it should be. And then there's also the track record of Virgin Galactic, which is on safety issues. It's just simply not good. That's why an anomaly like this gets bigger news than I think it would have normally, because it you know, they've been on the wrong side of safety too much in the past. So something goes wrong, people look to the wrong side. If they had always done things right, and then you have an anomaly like this, you kind of say, well, let's look to the good side. Well, not here. For example, they have had their safety officers, the people they hire to check safety and make sure safety, these guys have come and gone regularly. The most recent, Todd Erickson, lost confidence in the company's safety culture after the Unity, this spaceship, II's near-fatal second orbital flight in 2019. And there's other stories. They dumped the flight director because he was expressing concerns about the safety culture. They stripped him of powers and then fired him. And there was, of course, that accident that killed a pilot and injured another and destroyed the first spaceship II. They don't have a good track record. And so as far as I'm concerned, until this spacecraft gets tested a lot more, it's not a safe craft to fly on. And since they are going to be flying people on it in the fall and then begin commercial operations next year, I personally think they're in the lead, and that's not a good thing. They're in the lead to be the most likely to kill the first passenger in space. And I don't like that. And it's really unfortunate.
The markets don't like it either, Bob. Since June, the stock, SPCE, has declined dramatically. It's now hanging, if I'm reading this correctly, right above its IPO price, which was about $19 or $20, as I recall.
Its IPO price was actually just under $12.
All right.
But $19 is really low. It's been much higher than that year and a half.
I would say it's 27 right now, but the decline since summer. Well, I don't remember, that's the marketplace. Okay.
It's going down. Yeah, that's the bottom line. And I'm not surprised at that because there's a lot of reasons why this company is kind of a dead end. The other suborbital company, Blue Origin, at least it's going elsewhere eventually. That's not its thing. This is all that Virgin Galactic really can do. And so that's a dead end in a sense.
And Bob, the other detail is how much stock Richard Branson sold this past summer.
Yeah.
His own personal stock because of demands in other parts of his business. So we'll come back to this once it's fully investigated. These are preliminary observations Bob has brought us. We now move to another unhappy report. This is about Amazon and SpaceX and Starlink. Now, Amazon connects to Blue Origin in some fashion, Bezos' name. SpaceX has a plan called Starlink. I'm one of the subscribers. You send in $99 and you reserve the right to link to the Starlink system once it's operational in your area, providing you internet access quite independent of your carrier or the lines that come into your house. It's a wonderful idea. I understand it's for remote parts of the planet, but it's also for those of us who like backups of backups and we depend on the internet. That's Starlink. Now, why is Amazon protesting, Bob?
All right. Well, let me first quote Elon Musk because he tweeted about this shortly after Amazon protested to the FCC about SpaceX's Starlink plan late last week. Quote, "Turns out Bezos retired in order to pursue a full-time job filing lawsuits against SpaceX." And I'm sad to say that's exactly the impression that Amazon and Bezos is giving the world, because not only did his company Blue Origin protest to the GAO about losing a contract to SpaceX, they've now filed a lawsuit protesting that contract award. And here Bezos's company that he founded, Amazon, is now protesting SpaceX's Starlink plan to the FCC. SpaceX is launching satellites. It's got 1,700 some in orbit. It's going to be launching a lot more in the next few months. It submitted to the FCC an update on its future plans as it launches satellites. And when it submitted that plans, it offered several options. It wanted to get approval from either of those options. Amazon now has protested, saying the FCC's past policy was requiring submitters to give one proposal and they would approve it. And they think it's a mistake to approve multiple configurations in an application. And now Amazon might have a point here. But once again, Jeff Bezos' company looks more interested in filing protests and lawsuits and preventing its competitors from doing things rather than go out and build it themselves. Amazon has its own internet constellation, which has to be configured so it will not conflict with SpaceX's Starlink constellation. It's called the Kuiper Internet Constellation. They first proposed it in early 2019. More than 2 years have passed, and none of the 3,200 satellites have been launched, not even one test satellite. And there's no clear indication yet when they're going to do any launches at all. Meanwhile, SpaceX has proposed its Starlink system in 2018, already has 1,700 operational satellites in orbit, and they're going to be adding more before the year's out. Well, you know, once again, I think that Amazon needs to get some satellites in orbit. They'll have a better chance in winning some of these protests if they can prove they're actually viable. Right now, they're not. They're just protesting. They're just going to court. And as Elon Musk says, Bezos is basically making it a full-time job to file lawsuits against SpaceX. That's really bad.
The man I want to praise right now, I believe from reading your write-up, is Wayne Monteith. He is a retired Air Force general, and he's now the FAA's Office of Commercial Space. What has he done, Bob, that deserves either praise or a puzzlement?
Well, we should at least be skeptical, but I will praise him. Praise him with faint praise, they say. I will praise him at least because he gave a talk at a commercial space conference last week, in which he said that it is his goal to speed the rocket industry's growth. This is the FAA. They're the ones that license launches. He wants to speed the industry's growth, not hinder it with odious regulations. And I will say there's evidence of that in that they have been approving launch licenses, not for single launches now, but for a period of time, multiple launches within a period of time. So that really eases the bureaucracy for launch companies because they only have to do it once and they're covered for years. So there's proof that he's trying to do this. But he did say something else that makes me concerned. And this ties back to Virgin Galactic, by the way. Monteith warned, though, that mishaps from manned space flight that escalate to what he called catastrophic have consequences. The worst case is a catastrophic failure, he said. Then we will regulate. And so what he's basically telling us here is that he needs a crisis to increase his power. Right now, the political winds say that you better stay out of the way. Private enterprise must grow. But if he gets a catastrophe, like a Virgin Galactic failure where people die, he's going to use that to increase the bureaucracy's power, as they always do. And so though I praise him, I tell you right now, he's a government bureaucrat. I got to be, and he regulates. His job is to regulate. He's looking for ways he can regulate more and become more powerful.
There's a shortage of oxygen and nitrogen. Is this supply chain shortage? What's happened, Bob?
Well, there are several launches. There's one that's definitely been delayed because of this, and SpaceX has also said it might have to delay some launches before the end of the year. And they're attributing this to shortages in liquid oxygen and also delivery days of delays in liquid nitrogen. And the nitrogen comes from making the oxygen too, so this is all related. The press stories about this have attributed it to the increased need of oxygen in hospitals because of COVID, but that's actually false entirely. The oxygen produced for medical purposes is produced in a completely different way and can't be used on launches. But what has happened, though, is that there are supply shortages, and you also have a situation where we've doubled the number of launches this year. Plus, we've got many, many startups using liquid oxygen. The rocket industry itself has increased the demand for oxygen exponentially in the last 2 years. And I think that could be contributing to this more than anything else.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring next with China. Oddly, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.